Hello, everyone. I thought I would do a quick channel discussion stream and question answer, just because honestly, it's fucking, it's kind of late. I'm really tired, but I can't fucking sleep because there's a lot going on at the moment in a really, really good way, and it's get hyped because it's going to be quite exciting. So it's very interesting, and and it just got me thinking about like the future of, I guess, what we're doing here. One of the things I really am interested to do more of is something with a Facebook group. I guess I founded it with a bunch of other YouTubers called The Rationalists, and I'd be interested to sort of have, I don't know, I suppose debates on my live stream channel. Not like necessarily formal ones, but I mean, maybe we could take like a vote or something, have a little poll and, take suggestions of what people say. Like if, if did a video just announcing, right, there'd be so and so and so and so on this date debating whatever points you want in the comments. And then people can, I don't know, post ideas for topics that one person or whoever can adopt just for the sake of doing an interesting debate or something like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything deadly serious or anything like that, but just it'd be interesting to kind of, I don't know, maybe cultivate a sort of a place to do that. Or, I mean, there may be loads of these things all around. I'm just not aware of them. And so it was just, I just thought it'd be interesting, to get just more in the way of interaction, and hopefully we can sort of cultivate a fairly interesting and good atmosphere there, and hopefully like get people who aren't really on our side. Because I've been in contact with Zenestrad and Big Lundy, and they're both very eager to talk, which is great. Because I'm really interested in talking to them, and I'm not trying to do what I did to Laurie Penny on Twitter the other day. I don't want to like destroy them. I want to have a useful and productive exchange. I'd like to see something. I'd like to see each other's ideas being interrogated in a way that doesn't assume bad faith on the part of either party. I just want to warn you that I'm really wrecked. It's Saturday night and I'm knackered, so I'm probably waffling shit. But a bunch of things have just been on my mind, and I just wanted to talk to you guys, and I thought I'd probably take some Q&A. I assume you guys can hear me. Yeah, it's just a black screen at the moment. I don't know why it's just a black screen, actually. And it's because my microphone's fucked. My microphone, my webcam. But someone, Guy Fawkes was right. Zenestrad was going nuts over the Nyberg shit. I haven't seen that actually. But yeah, Zenestrad, he's, I think, my favorite out of them. He's very much, I think it's going to be possible to have a conversation with him without anyone assuming ill intent on either person's part. And I think that is the most important part about any of these conversations and debates that I want to host. And again, a lot of it might be I'd like to see people, defending positions they don't necessarily believe. I think it'd be an interesting, fun exercise for people, for us to do. Just something could be entertaining. I don't know. Just get interesting people on, see what happens. But I'd like to kind of foster an atmosphere more, at least somewhat geared towards doing that. And I was thinking about like just things that we could do, because I mean I'm always thinking of things from my sort of liberal perspective, obviously. And I can see a bunch of people in the chat who aren't liberal. So when I'm saying these things, you're probably not thinking from my point of view. And oh man, there are too many comments at the moment, guys. I just want to get a bunch of stuff off my mind, I guess. But I was thinking, I mean, if we wanted to do something public, I actually think we might have the numbers to do it. As in, if we were to arrange a debate between a certain person and a certain person like myself and someone else, I mean, it might be possible to actually advertise this to the wider public in certain areas. Because, I mean, I was looking the other day, and it doesn't cost all that much to advertise on, you know, in newspapers or on buses and stuff like this. And I know it sounds silly, but I really think that I would like to see sort of these ideas being sort of fucking projected to the wider public a bit. And I'm just thinking, you know, I'd be happy to put my own money in, of course, if this was anything that anyone was interested in going along with. I mean, I'd probably have to start a company, an actual limited company or a non-profit or something like that. And not necessarily like, you know, revolution or anything like that. I'm just, it'd be interesting to get like the normies on listening and paying attention, I guess, at some point. And it's just an idea, you know. It was just something that I'd love to make a debate with Neith Sarkeesian, happen, man. It's never going to happen. Ever. But yeah, it was just something I was thinking, and it could be interesting. So I think we might be able to do it. You know, we might actually be able to have, like, you know, a public debate, maybe hire a hall or something. You know, just, you know, it doesn't have to cost that much. And it's the sort of thing that I could stream on my channel. And, you know, we could actually, you know, get some sort of interesting dialogues going in ways that we don't normally see. Because this is one of my problems that I'm having with, like, well, just a lot of things that I see. It's, I don't really see the points of view that I'm interested in hearing related. And I think that should change. I'd like to try and do something about that. And I'm looking at the size of my channel and thinking, well, I mean, we're in, you know, I guess all of us together, because I don't think of it as like my channel. I think of it as a place to discuss these ideas. This is how I think about it. I said a hall, not a whore, but that's not a bad idea. I'm joking. But yeah, it's just, you know, I'd be happy to like host interesting debates. I just want like places where ideas can be discussed. I mean, that's why all of my comments will always be open and stuff. Even if I fuck up, you know, I'd just rather people tell me what they think in the comments, you know. I don't want to be, and Jessica Valenti's latest masterpiece. You know what? We should just turn off comment sections. Fuck off, Jessica. Just stop. You know, just fucking stop. You're embarrassing everyone. So yeah, I was thinking like maybe doing something like that. I just, that'd be an interesting thing that we could do. You know, that I have a platform that might be capable of doing something like that. And I thought maybe that together that might be fun. But instead we could gas London, Theo. Yeah. No, obviously we're not going to gas London. Discuss the refugees. Yeah, sure. I'd love to. I'd be more than happy to discuss refugees. I mean, I'd be more than happy to, you know, see people bringing information and evidence and stuff so it can be examined. I'm more than happy to do that, because I mean, that's, again, that's something hashtag censor all critics. Yeah, exactly. That's my problem. You know, I see a lot of critics being censored. I guess one of the reason that this has stuck out in my mind, actually, is because someone sent me a link. I was going to save it for This Week in Stupid, but I'll get it up now, because it's just, it really pisses me off. It really annoys me, and I can't get it out of my mind. And I'm thinking, okay, fuck you guys, you know? I'll share my screen so you guys can see it, and I'll do quickly. I was going to save it for This Week in Stupid. Fuck it. Right. And yeah. You know, I'm sure I'm going to get called an MRA for this, but it's the principle of the fucking thing. So it's this article and a few others like it. This sexist men's rights poster has no right to be in a Toronto subway station. Hey ladies, you're not getting enough dates. Can't afford the high condo fees on your own. You're 30 and still not married. How is feminism working for you? You want some answers? Go to avoiceformen.com. Now, I'm not really interested in going to avoiceformen.com, but I like the idea of sort of anti-ideological advertising, sort of rational, you know, like a sort of just trying to get people to think, you know, just giving someone like, and it doesn't have to be to like my channel or anything, you know, we could set something up independent of me, I just would like to see, like, you know, sort of thedebate.com or something. I don't have to necessarily run it, but I'm happy to, like, help arrange this sort of thing and create a platform for, well, actual debates rather than and places that aren't going to be censored. So we know, because one of the things that you hear about these university debates being censored all the time, it's like, holy shit, we need a place where no one can censor it. And if we just create the platform so that we aren't going to be censored on it, you know, we can say, right, any debates can be happening. Because one of the things I hate is the policy of no platforming. I can't stand it. I really, really can't stand it. And I know I do it to a certain degree with the Storm Fags on my channel, but I've done video responses to them. And for the most part, I just ignore them because it's a dead ideology, you know, at least for now it is. I can't see this sort of extremely white nationalist sort of position becoming particularly popular. So I don't really bother addressing it. It's not going anywhere. Yeah. I mean, maybe a small increase, but I just don't think it's, and when it is, then, you know, I'm more than happy to take it head on there. But I really think that progressivism is the big problem with Western society at the moment. But yeah, the thing with this ad is that, yeah, the ad reads blah, blah, blah. And it, you know, it's this a ridiculous post. How dare they? It's misogyny disguised as activism. Well, is it misogyny? I mean, it's just a few questions about your ideology. And so this, I think they got it pulled down, basically. Yeah, there we go. Some guy's like, this can't possibly fall within the advertising guidelines, can it? What the hell is wrong with it? It's just asking people, have you had a bit of a think about what you're doing? You know, you can just ignore it. It's not an insult. It's not an attack on anyone. And then, sorry, this is not a TTC approved poster. But remove them. I mean, I know this isn't like a debate platform. It's just a little advert. But this is my point. It's just a little advert that these fucks are getting pulled. And again, we know that this sort of thing happens at universities all the time. And I'm really sick of it. So I really want to start. If I was going to ever, like, create something properly, I mean, I obviously my game, which is incidentally one of the reasons that I'm doing this, is because we're into the final stretch. I'm having the other member of the team and a few friends playtest it hard at the moment, send me through the final things, and then I think I'm done with it. Which, so I'm looking at it and thinking, well, I've got a lot of extra, well, I won't have a lot of extra time, but I'll have some kind of free time in addition to running my channel as my job, and I'd like to do something interesting. And I think that creating some space, I haven't been looking at the comments, so if everyone's like, no, this is a fucking awful idea, I'll see it in a minute. I just wanted to get it out, really. I think that we may have, like, you know, the manpower to be able to actually put adverts in places and get it to be a sort of mainstream public, or not mainstream, but, you know, something that might actually be known to the public. And I'm not saying, again, I don't want anyone to think that I am necessarily the person who deserves to have any control over this or anything like that. I don't think that I deserve a special fucking place in this or anything of the sort. You know, I'm more than happy to not even use it if that's what people would want. You know, if that would be the demand to help make this exist. I would quite happily just be someone who watches these debates and helps arrange them, maybe, or something like that. You know, I'm not doing it for my own self-aggrandizement. I'm doing it because I really want to see something like this exist. And I really want it's to be a point of principle that if you are going to pollute the place with a bullshit idea, then we should have a place where people can say, hey, I actually really want to talk to you on this. And I think it would be a really big deal if you would say no. You know, I'm sick of them getting away with their crap, with their just bullshit. They just spew complete nonsense all the time, and there's no holding them to account. You know, if they're going to operate through social pressure, this is, I think, how we could operate through social pressure. We could get people to say, hey, why won't you go and debate then? Well, literally, that's what this is for. You know, it's to weed out the bad ideas from the good. And you're not prepared to go there. They're offering you a platform to give people what you're saying. So, you know, and all you have to do is just go there and talk about it. And you're not prepared to. How can anyone take your ideas as being valid? You know, and I think we need something like this. I really do. I think that we need something like this. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just saying it bothers me that it doesn't exist. And it bothers me that the fucking censors and universities are taking away the platforms for people to have these debates. And it's horrible to hear about, you know, I was going to go and debate rape culture on campuses, and then I was shut down by a bunch of protesters from and all these articles and stuff. And it's fucking depressing. And I'm tired of these motherfuckers shutting things down. I'm tired of it. I don't want to see this happening anymore. And it's actually bothered me. So, I mean, I'm going to go to the chat now, and I'll go on Twitter. This is my idea. If anyone would like to tell me what they think, that would be great. Shitposting is fine as well, obviously. I guess, like, if you guys would actually, like, say, ask me on Twitter instead of in the chat, probably be better. So, yeah, I will have a look at the chat. Sorry, people are shitposting on Twitter now, so I can't get away from it. Sorry, I know I'm dead air and that's awful. Okay, so they're right. They're, okay, cool. So they're. Oh, I should give my platform to a black transgender unemployed woman, you shitlord. You know what? You're right. But the thing is, there's no reason why she couldn't, say, create a debate. I mean, we could have schedules and stuff. You know, literally fucking just a scheduled debate. You know, you can say, have an hour of time on this fucking channel or something, you know. And I mean, maybe not quite that, but I mean, you know, you'd schedule like things to go up. But yeah, just something, you know. I mean, I don't know, I'm just bullshitting, you know. But I'm not sad, I'm tired, and I'm wrecked. That I've been thinking. Do I want to talk? I don't really know anything about the refugee crisis, to be honest. Just to let everyone know, I haven't really been following it. I didn't like looking at the dead boy on the beach, so I literally didn't look into it, which is why people on my last week, This Week in Stupid, like, oh, I can't believe you've bought into the narrative of these refugees. And honestly, I haven't. I was just saying what I knew or what I'd heard and saying that there are much more important things going on. I don't know what's happened. As far as I'm aware, these people were coming from Turkey or something, or they from Syria to Turkey or something like that. And they weren't actually under attack or, you know, actually displaced because of war initially, immediately. So, I don't know. I just didn't really want to look at that picture anymore because it didn't look entirely dissimilar to my own son dressed up in the little clothes like that, man. It was kind of heartbreaking. So yeah, I don't really know anything about it. I imagine that it's just, it's probably bullshit. We're probably going to have tens of thousands of refugees, and I'm concerned about the numbers with immigration. Frankly, I love whenever I see like posts about me in 8chan. They're always like, "Oh, he's so pro immigration." So I'm actually not. I'm actually pretty anti-immigration because I have to use public transport, and it's packed. It's always fucking packed. The roads are packed. Everything's fucking packed, man. It pisses me off. And, you know, the infrastructure isn't being upgraded in any way, in shape or form, because that costs money. And, I mean, seriously, you should see the fucking trains in the West Country. They are just so awful. So, yeah, I'm just against immigration on the grounds of numbers rather than anyone in particular. I literally cannot be bothered. But it's not, you know, it's not something I can really do anything about. I just fucking. But no, Sarkhan is not Jewish. He's Semitic. He wasn't. I'm not Semitic, but the original Sarkhan was. I still have a magnificent foreskin. Thank you very much. My favorite 40k faction is Chaos, because they're Chaos. Fuck you. I will have Angry Foreigner back on. Well, this is the thing. What I'd like to do is arrange, you know, a debate between Angry Foreigner and someone else who opposes his views, and I'd like to see them, you know, actually hash it out and see what happens, you know. And I'd like to see that sort of thing. Something like Big Ideas from the BBC. Yeah, something kind of like that. Just not controlled by the fucking BBC. You know, something that's not controlled by the fucking establishment. You know, I'm tired of seeing everything being so safe. You know, everything being so... It is very much like Noam Chomsky says. The trick to control is to restrict debate to a very narrow spectrum, but allow a very lively amount of debate within that narrow spectrum. I'm interested in more like calm and rational debate within a much wider spectrum, you know. And I haven't considered making a website or anything like that, and this is just spitballing for the future. But I figure that we can, you know, I mean, with £10,000 could probably get a good advertising campaign in, I don't know, like a bus or something, you know, a bus system in London or, you know, something like that, or in newspapers or something like that, you know. I imagine, you know, and I don't think it'd be too hard if, you know, to try and raise £10,000. I think I could probably do it if it was for a good reason. I mean, none of it would go to me. I'd be putting my own money into it as well, you know, and I'd be obviously completely transparent with any costs that were going in. And honestly, I wouldn't have to leave my room. That's the great thing about the internet. I could literally do all of this via the internet, so I wouldn't have to leave the fucking house, which sounds good because I'm fucking lazy. And so, yeah, literally, I could be like, look, you know, this is the bill for, like, you know, £11,000 or something, whatever it is. If we raise £11,000, I can pay it, and then any money left over, I'll just give to a charity or something. And then, yeah, we can have adverts or something for a debate society or a debate website where people can be having debates, you know, letting the public know this thing exists and this is something, you know. So I just thought it'd be an interesting thing, and I'd really like to get people's feedback on the idea. I don't hate the Packies. Thoughts on the license fee being given to BBC going to shit? I don't actually know what's going on there. Matty, 20,000 refugees on top of 300,000 immigrants from last year. Yeah, the Conservatives have not reduced immigration, despite the fact that was one of their pledges, which is, of course, just one of those things that the Conservatives do that they lie about. I've got a video about what the Conservatives have done since they've swept to power, you know, kicked the Lib Dems out. And it's not good. A lot of it's not good. It pisses me off. I know, bleeding heart liberal time. So, you know, any hard-bitten Conservatives listening, I'm sorry. You can just downvote. It's fine. Downvote, leave me a comment. I don't mind. It's fine. But I don't like the Conservative Party, man. Do not like it at all. On the debate platform, how would debate moderators and site admins be decided without bias? That's a good question. I'm more than happy to take inputs on this. I'm not saying that I have all the answers or anything like that. I'm just saying that I think I might have the ability to make it happen. Someone's just texting me, how can you be an MRA if you still have a foreskin? It's like, that's the thing. I'm not an MRA. But I understand why they do what they do, I think. You get Pete Hitchens, if Owen Jones can, so can you. Well, maybe. Yeah, I'd love to have Pete Hitchens on to debate, anyone to debate, really. But yeah, and again, because it'll all be done online, obviously it can be done from the comfort of people's own homes. So, you know, you don't have to, or at least for the majority of, like, the online ones. But I suppose, you know, if we were going to, like, hire a hall or something, it could be done in real life and just streamed. What do I think of Jeremy Corbyn professing an admiration for Karl Marx? Right, okay. I find Jeremy Corbyn very interesting. There isn't much in what he is proposing that I disagree with. I don't like the idea of getting rid of Trident. And I think that's about all I had that was a major objection of his. When I was reading through a BBC article of what his specific goals and stated goals were, I thought he had quite a lot. That was the one of the issues I had was looking at it was just how much he wanted to do. I'm not saying that it's not good to have lofty goals and stuff like that. It just seemed like it was probably going to be difficult to achieve. So Nice Eckhart said, for the moderators, have a pool of moderators and reserve the option for the debaters to choose one between themselves. Yeah, absolutely. And if it was to be a website and an account system, we can have a voting thing or something, maybe on how good a moderator this person is. So I know it's kind of appealing to moderation, haha, pun intended, I'm sure. Appealing to sort of, because you could have, you might end up with very popular, we couldn't really do that actually, I suppose. You might just end up with people who are very popular. What I'm thinking would rely on people being mature, and you can't really guarantee that, so maybe not. But I don't know, maybe, I don't know, no, I don't think that'd work actually, now I think about it. But yeah, we can have a pool of moderators, and I suppose if it was just an account thing, people could simply describe what their own interests are, and so if someone is actually interested in, you could be looking for moderators, and if you're going to debate feminism with an MRA, best not to choose a feminist or an MRA or someone who has spent a lot of time criticizing feminism. You can possibly find someone who isn't even knowledgeable about the subject. Would be probably preferable in that situation, so they can just monitor the tone and tenor of the debate rather than without having a particularly ideological preference for either side. Maybe just something like that. I don't know. I'd definitely have any ideological argument to debate. Anything that's in the public dialogue, really. Anything that is. Yeah, sorry, I'm just reading through things. But anything that's worth discussing, is, I guess, applications can go on there. It's like petitions, I guess. Create a ticket and say, this is a ticket agreed, by so-and-so and so-and-so to debate about subject. And then it could just be upvoted or downvoted, something like that. And, let the public decide what they want to talk about. And that's the thing. So if things like Gamergate happened in the future, people would have a space to go. These things can happen, and it's a place that maybe, whoever's in control of it can make sure that it's not censored for political reasons. I suppose there are certain debates that maybe we're not going to have. I can't think of any. But there might be some where maybe you're crossing legal lines or something like that. Obviously, everything would have to be within the boundaries of the law. Obviously, duh. But I'm just saying as a caveat, there might be circumstances where it's unreasonable to hold a debate. I can't think of any. But I'd be interested. I don't want to say that there isn't ever a good reason not to debate something. But maybe there isn't. Maybe there isn't. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Someone's just sent me a twit longer. This wouldn't fit in a tweet. That's fine, mate. I think if there are any debate platform, it ought to be as neutral as possible. I agree. I don't want anyone to have an unfair preference to it. People who come to your channel to debate are going to be on your home turf, and they might be against it. Exactly. I completely agree. And I think that's another reason why a lot of people don't come, because they know that there'll be thousands of people in chat calling them wankers. And, I can't do anything about that. And so, but I guess from the other perspective, I can see why they might not want it. And so kudos to Kevin Logan for coming and talking. I, I, I really appreciated that, you know. The best person to run something like this is someone who is publicly disconnected from these issues as possible. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's not... I think someone could just try and account for their own biases when moderating. I mean, I think I could moderate fairly in favor of a social, like in a debate between a feminist and an anti-feminist. Just because someone's a feminist, I don't think I would give them less debate time or give an unfair weight of sort of like interruptions or something like that to the person opposing their position. I would be, the primary goal of the moderator should be the fairness of the platform for the people, rather than what's going on, despite the fact that one. But obviously, you are going to get people biased. But you know, I think that it could be reasonably accounted for. I'm not trying to say that, you know, I should be the moderator or anything like that. But I mean, I don't want to set standards that are so ridiculously high that it's almost impossible to fill them. I think if it's a platform for slightly more like self-aware people. You know, if someone comes to you and says, "No, look, you are very clearly arguing from a position of bias against," for me, it could be on the Conservatives, or it could be against God. In fact, I'm actually not very good at arguing against the concept of God because I simply don't believe. I've never believed, and I just find it silly. And so I have already assumed the conclusion that there is no God. There is no doubt in my mind that there's no God, and it's a really silly position. But that means that it's actually really difficult for me to persuade people that that's the case, because I can't reasonably believe that people would just adopt the position that there is a God, you know. And I'm not trying to belittle anyone's beliefs. It's just something that's just from my perspective, you know. And I can't even remember where I was going with that. So yeah, sorry, religious people. I just don't believe. So yeah, I mean, someone as publicly disconnected from these issues as possible. Yes, that would be preferable, absolutely. But I don't want it to hamper debate, because at the end of the day, even if someone goes into a really, really biased situation and acquits themselves admirably, even though in the immediacy of the debate, the people saying, we knew you couldn't prove that women aren't second-class citizens, instead of us being able to prove that they are. You know, and in the immediacy of the debate, you might lose the debate. But, you know, anyone from watching out from outside who doesn't know anything about these issues will be able to see what happened to you in the debate. And they'll be able to see that, you know, it's not simply that you didn't know what you were saying or that they were right. It's, you know, they themselves might hear the opposing arguments and be like, Christ, if only he'd say this, this, and this, and have the arguments for you, you know, and not at the same time, but, you know, they would have something they might want to say, and it just encourages them to take part in the discussion as well. Neutral ground for good debates, for debates where none of the participating parties would have control is the ideal. Yeah, ideally, like, it would be as hands-off as possible. I can't really see what would need to be done apart from just, I guess some kind of vetting process, I suppose. But I don't think it needs to be particularly stringent. I guess it's just have some oversight over the project. And I'm not saying I should do it either. But I definitely think I think in a lot of ways, the person who owns it sets the sort of ideological direction that something goes in, of anything. And I mean, think of like Nick Denton with Gawker is the quintessential example of this. He is awful in every way. He is a horrible, horrible, horrible person for what he does. And he spends his time defending what he does. And I think that's vile. And he is the reason Gawker is like it is. If Gawker wasn't run by Nick Denton, it was run by someone a lot more, well, I mean, if I was running Gawker, it wouldn't be anything like it is with Nick Denton running it. And he says in his interview that he sets the policies, he sets the agenda, and I think that's the case. I think the person who owns it does set the agenda. It says, you know, they end up hiring or, you know, getting involved people who are, obviously on the same page to a certain degree. And so if the agenda is to keep it as a free speech zone with, you know, like, I don't want to say it like that, because it sounds really cheesy. It sounds really corny, and you Americans have ruined this. just teasing. But yeah, so, you know, the idea is for open and honest debate, where each side is going to treat it maturely, and it's to be a respectful debate between people. It's to be within all of the standard rules of logic, so, you know, don't attack the person, attack the arguments. That doesn't necessarily mean the death of the author of the argument. The author might be lying or something for... But yeah, anyway, the purpose... I'm talking shit probably, man. The purpose, though, just being a place that is designed for people to go there in good faith and have a good faith debate to talk about the actual issues and not to just grind a fucking axe. You know, it's to actually have some kind of real debate as much as possible, rather than just people trying to score points. You know, I don't know. Maybe this is wishful thinking. Maybe this is complete bullshit wishful thinking, and nothing will ever come of it. But it's just something that's been in my head. So yeah, the other person's debate can refute ad hominems. Yeah, I mean, I think to have a good culture of, you know, people actually, I don't want to say policing, because that's the wrong sort of tone, but people who are aware of what is and isn't a reasonable and good debate and productive debate. You know, there's, I don't know. Again, I might be talking shit. So, but yeah, I'm just looking on Twitter now. So if anyone's got any questions on Twitter, let me know. If you don't believe in God, you haven't done enough live streams with him yet, with Nero tagged. Oh, very good. Look for people with formal debate backgrounds. Yeah, I'd be very interested in doing that. If you're doing a debate website, you need ironclad moderation or lack thereof rules. Ironclad moderation rules. Votes after the fact only, and they don't influence appointments to prevent audience stacking. Yeah, that's, again, these are all things that need to be discussed. Maybe the platform would allow voting system, give the ad revenue to the person that wins the debate. I think the ad revenue is probably going to be used to keep the debate platform afloat, and the people running it. I think the people who come for an hour debate, I think the money, any money that it earns will have to go to the people who run it. Although, I mean, it can literally be a Mardonius situation, you know, good heavens, Mardonius. You've brought us here to fight men who compete not for gold, but for an olive wreath or something like that. I can't remember exactly how he said it, but the Persians seeing the Greeks compete for glory rather than money. Because I'm a Jew. Oh, no. Please, Uncle Paul, no. What are my thoughts on Fallout 4? I can't wait. What do I hope to see in it? Multiplayer, but there's no chance. Who would you want to debate from the US presidential candidates? Bloody hell. Well, Trump would be the most amusing, I think. Bernie Sanders would probably be the most productive, because I agree with his policies most. And Hillary Clinton, because she needs to be publicly outed as the worst. She's just awful. I'm sure everyone can see it. That's the thing. I'm sure everyone can see it. I just want to ask her a select set of questions, and just when she's answering them, I'll just call her, no, bollocks, don't believe you, what's the real reason? You know, just stuff like this. I'm tired of watching them get softball questions. I want something that's free of, like, mainstream media influence, you know, just something that they can't game, something they can't change. You know, something they can't protest about. You know, just nothing. No, get out. You know, this is the debate that's happening, and you know, you should get your arguments ready. Someone with a background in rhetoric, formal debate would be preferable if you can find them. Yes, it would. Sorry, I'm just okay. The rest of that Q&A twit longer isn't necessarily about anything I'm talking about on the stream. Would I allow for small names as well as big names? Maybe have a mix for each side. Yeah, I'm more interested in the topics being debated rather than the people who, you know, the size of the audience of the people who are talking. That's what I'm most concerned about. So you mentioned Jews once, and that's it. You're a Jew shill. What do I think of atheism as unstoppable? I quite like him. I've a bunch of people are like, oh, you know, you should watch this guy, and oh, fucking all right. And so I watched him, and I find his videos quite amusing. I love the way he thinks of Cenk Uygur, the big water buffalo. That is a good animal to compare to. He is built like a fucking water buffalo. Cracks me up. Where do you ask a question? Just in the chat at the moment, I suppose. Sorry, I don't know. Jew. Yeah, there are a lot of Jews around, apparently. I should start a cooking channel. I don't think so. I can't cook. Yeah, he is atheism. He is an asshole. Yeah, I quite like that, though. That's why I like Insensitive Bastard. He's an asshole, but I don't mind that. can we have a more inclusive debate? Yeah, we can have anyone on the debate. That's okay, right, okay. What I might do, everyone's like, this is a horrible platform for questions, and it is. Fuck's sake. I'm gonna sign it to Ask FM, but I am never going to use it outside of a stream like this, so don't use it. Just signing off the chat. Fucking Ask FM, I'm not gonna use that. And the thing is, people can leave questions for me all the time. I just can't just ask them what is it? It's a place where you can ask people questions. I don't know. I just don't like it. It offends me. I don't know why. I'm fucking triggered. right, okay. I could have just signed up fucking Twitter. Okay, fine. Fuck you. Yes, authorize app, you son of a bitch. Okay, this is taking longer than I thought. I'm an idiot. And I can't remember what fucking year I was born in even. yeah, many, many moons ago. What is the delay? Okay, that's not working. Fuck's sake. Right, okay. So, I have an Ask FM account. What the fuck? What is it? How do I... Sponsored question? No, fuck off. Okay, I actually don't know how this works, but I think if you go to askfm.com/sargon_of_account, then you can actually ask a question. Something. Ask.fm/Sargon of Akkad. Oh, fuck. Put a link in the chat because I guess it'll be easier to easier to do. I fucking repeated it as well. Some fucking Ask FM. Oh yeah, I'm commissioning some art from the Cartoon Loon as well. It's gonna be something lovely. I'm just gonna tea while we for some questions. Well, when I try to figure out exactly how I do this. Yes, you can rub my beard. Right, this is all fucking anonymous, isn't it? Okay, I'm deleting all questions because there are a bunch of shitty sort of things in there. Right. Do you think being forced to decrypt encrypted data drive is self-incrimination? I don't know. I would be very interested to see what Sarah Butts' answer to that is. Why do you secretly support the rapier? Oh, you fucking rapier fags. Look, you let me be a katana cuck. Do you still believe 9/11 was an inside job? I never said it was an inside job. I'm just really surprised that two planes can sink three buildings. That's very impressive. Ooh, conspiracy. I need the X-Files music. Goonie beard, man. Oh, fuck. Look, having a nice, thick, fucking masculine beard is not being a goonie beard, man. I haven't looked at that study. Tits or ass? Good question. Leave or remain the European Union? Leave. What do I think of IA? Where's the video, Jim? What's so magnificent about your foreskin? It's intact. Why are you such a Jew? Because I still have my foreskin? I sent you an email to Vavictus a while ago about 7 days to die in a modern thing. Would I give it another stream where I don't suck with a bow? Maybe. I've been playing a lot of Ark Survival Evolved recently, which is like 7 days to die with fucking giant dinosaurs in, so... what do I think about the Goldberg arrest today? I've only looked at it briefly. How he was a rad femme for Daily Cause and a storm fag on the Daily Stormer. I don't know anything about it, to be honest. I've not really had the time to look into it because I've been busy today. Feminism or AIDS? Well, certainly not feminism. How often would debates... Oh, thankfully, finally, a fucking proper question. How often would debates be... would you have them weekly? Personally, I think the more frequent, the better. I think at least one a day. You know, if you know, I guess... I don't see any reason to not have one a day. When will Jim be on the stream, faggot? He'll never come on my stream because he hates me. Because he's a fucking commie. I'd love to have him on, definitely. I'd like to have him on just talk about social justice twats and just the stupid shit that's going on. I'd love to have him on. What do you think of debating Ted Cruz? Oh, God. I would like to see someone do it. Do you still believe... Oh, no, that's for us, that one. Okay, well, I wasn't expecting quite as many questions. Favorite game? I'm enjoying Ark a lot recently, actually. Really enjoying it. We've got a huge thing. Thanks for the nice comments. What do you think it'll take for mainstream media outlets to give GameGate a fair platform for discussion, if anything? Well, I would have thought that a bomb threat the Society of Professional Journalists might do it, but it's incredible how so many journalists weren't bothered about that. What do you think it'll take for the mainstream... Oh, no, I've read that, sorry. What do you think about Sweden in its current state? Well, I only know about Sweden from what I've heard from Swedish people and read in articles about Sweden from Sweden. And I don't think it sounds very good. It sounds like you guys are fucked, actually. And this is actually one of the reasons that I want this platform, is to make sure that there isn't a way for the crazies who are taking over the crazy bullshit to go unchallenged. Do you think Glorious Nippon will go under from the population decrease? Will it bounce back? I would be very interested to know how exactly they plan on getting men to marry again. I don't know what the incentives would be. I mean, I don't think they've ever had the freedom to just sit around playing video games and getting wrecked all day until now. And now they do. Who wants to give that up? Is your wife going to make a guest appearance? No. Will you interview Atheism Unstoppable? Hello, Atheism is Unstoppable. Yeah, I can interview. It's fine. Yeah, yeah, we can do a hangout sometime then. DM me on Twitter and I'll sort it out. Did Kush do a 240? I don't even know what that means. Jeremy Corbyn? Question mark, question. No, I'm not Jeremy Corbyn. But he's very interesting and I don't mind what he's doing. From what I've seen, I'm going to be spending... next week, I'm going to do a video on his win, because I'm sure we've... If anyone's not aware, somehow, he's won the Labour. It's an amazing thing to see, because something like 200,000 people signed up for the Labour Party. They paid their £3, joined the Labour Party, and voted for him to become the leader, because people actually want to see a fucking change. So it's really nice to see. It's actually impressive. Have I watched Joe Rogan's podcast? Yeah, I watch Joe Rogan quite often, actually. We all do in my little sort of hangout circle of friends. Yeah, he's awesome. I'd love to have him on. In fact, there's something kind of brewing at the moment in the background. Nothing to do with this debate thing. That should be quite exciting in the near future. And yeah, I'd like to speak to him. What do I think of the censoring of Zwart Black Pete? Oh, is this in Holland where it's some sort of Santa Claus accessory, or not accessory, like accompaniment or something? Yeah, it's companion Santa. I've heard of it. I'm not surprised they've censored it. is what I'd say. I don't think you should censor anything. Can you deadlift King of Pole? Probably with my legs. Did I see the Exit Guide for Jobs for Girls ABC board book on Kickstarter? No, I didn't. I didn't see it. Someone can tweet it to me. Do I think Corbyn will be elected Prime Minister in 2020? Probably. I think he's got a hell of a lot better chance than a lot of people, actually. And the thing is, it's not that he's necessarily great at what he's doing or anything like that. He's just not a corporate candidate. And that's... He's not... You know, he's had time in the real world. He's not from one of the three schools. He's, you know... Are you a Jewish shill? I don't think so. If I am, I'm not aware of it. How can I become a cool big guy like you? Crossovers. Talk to people on other channels. I've heard that's good advice. Why are you not a Nazi and or supporter of the KKK and far right wing movement? Well, I'm under the impression that Nazis were rather left wing. Just very authoritarian, totalitarian. But they are pretty authoritarian left. I mean, I've been reading The Road to Serfdom recently. I'm going to do a book analysis on it because it's a fabulous book. I'm only about halfway through it, but it's absolutely fascinating. And I can't believe I haven't read it before. It's disgraceful that I haven't read this before. And I know that everyone's going to have read it already. But yeah, I loved his thing where he's talking about students who have gone over to Germany to study, and they've come back, and they're not sure whether they're communists or fascists. They just know they hate the West. And I think that he's under the impression that communism and fascism is so... They hate each other so much because they're so close to each other on the political spectrum. And I think in a lot of ways... And apparently he says how it's very easy for one to convert to another. That's another interesting point that he makes. I'm sure I'm getting that right as well. And yeah, and so it just seems like, you know, they're not the same thing. I'm not saying that the sort of, you know, authoritarian right is better or worse. I'm just saying it's not the same. Can I give Encyclopedia Dramatica a shout out on our t-shirt sale? Who are the fucking Jews now? You sons of bitches. No, yeah, I can. Apparently, Encyclopedia Dramatica are buying selling t-shirts. I might actually get one because I fucking love Encyclopedia Dramatica. Yeah, I might get that actually. I'm just gonna... fucking hell, how XL do I need? These are American sizes, aren't they? Right, I'll have to. I'm not going to bother doing it now, but I might come back to it in a bit. Right, okay, I'm just going to. When the fuck will Jim be on the stream? I'm sure I've just answered that, but whenever, get him on the stream. I can't make him do it. Why are you shilling for ED? I like ED. I could read Encyclopedia Dramatica for hours. Absolutely. Sorry, I'm just going through Twitter notifications. Yeah, I'll still do my normal videos. If anyone's, you know, obviously I'll carry on with my normal videos. I'll probably do slightly less maybe, but obviously I'll be carrying on that. Yeah, and another thing as well, after I release Necromancer, I think we're going to be running a Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Yeah, prepare to call me a fag because it's going to be faggy. But it's also going to be amazing. So, seriously, it's going to be fucking awesome. I ran a D&D campaign for years, absolutely years. The characters in it went from like level 3 to level 24 or something like that. And so I've got a lot of experience being a DM, and the players have got a lot of experience being players, and I've got a really cool idea for a campaign. And so if you fancy being a complete D&D fag, then this should be awesome. It'll be good fun. Anyway, but I'm not going to start for like quite some time. So, yeah, if you want to be a game nerd, then come and join me. How well is the game going? It's going well. I'm getting people to sort of go through and give me things that are wrong with it so I can fix them now. Do you like Saints Row 2? If not, I'll put Global Jihad on you. Yeah, it seems fine. I've not played it. It's not my sort of game, but if I ever snap my frenulum, I know what a frenulum is. No, I haven't. Are you ever going to collab with TJ again if they invite me on Drunken Peasants? I'd be happy to. What do I think of Cuck Services? Well, it's nothing really to do with me, is it? I'm a liberal. But yeah, I the people that they're trying to court, a lot of them aren't going to vote for them on principle, which I understand is what the whole conservative thing's about. It's, you know, there's no point trying to pander to these people because they're simply not going to, just because of who you or what you are. Typical fucking identity politics bullshit. So yeah, I think it's silly, but you need these people. So, you know, by abandoning them, you're never going to get the numbers. I don't see how there's going to be such a resurgence. Maybe there will. Maybe everyone's going to be completely sick of the progressives fucking things up and being called liberals. And and maybe people just be like, you know, fuck it. Just anything's better than this. I mean, they did in Britain to a certain degree. Not that there was anyone good in Labour. And now there's someone different in Labour. Holy shit, you know, he's getting support. So anyway. Am I going to do a live stream with Lindy Beige? I've emailed him to try and arrange one, and I don't think he does many live streams. I'm sure he's looking at me and thinking, who the fuck is this weirdo? But yeah, I'm trying to. Christopher versus Pete Hitchens. Oh, Christopher. Do I still believe 9/11 was an outside job? You know, I don't know what I believe. I should read the poem If by Rudyard Kipling to my son. Yep. Would I ever consider doing hang out with Teal Deer? Yep. You idiot, you're streaming the wrong browser window. I probably fucking am. I'm not even looking at it. I forgot. There we go. What camera do I use? Oh, shit, I don't know. I've got a GoPro 3 that I don't really use. And I did get a camcorder for recording. I've got an awesome history video that I just haven't done yet. But I basically went to the British Museum and just recorded along all of the Assyrian bas reliefs. And they're fucking amazing. And I spent the time to really go in and get the details, because there are some awesome things happening in there. The lion hunts, if you actually pay attention to what's going on, it's actually way more impressive than it initially looks. You've just got to know what you're looking for. But yeah, I'll do that video at some point and put it on Ancient Recitations. Most arguments against Corbyn have been, he looks like a socialist. That's not a very good argument, because most people are socialists. Or at least to some degree, most British people are more than happy with socialism. They don't see it as a bad thing. Especially those from the lower end of the economic spectrum. Unsurprisingly. Do you think conservatives will lose if they keep arguing against this? Yeah, I think that they'll create establishment politicians. You know, it'll be someone who represents business. It won't be Corbyn represents people, not business, and that's why they hate him. And they're going, the smear campaign against him is amazing. I've got a bunch of articles where they like say, oh, is he a Holocaust denier and all this sort of shit. It's like, what are you fucking talking about? He completely just trounced the narrative by just being normal. And it was wonderful, you know, it just to see. No one was believing the mainstream media when they were obviously talking shit, or at least I wasn't, and didn't look like people were. But, would I do an interview with Owen Jones? He's looking for his audience. Yeah, I would love to. I don't know who Owen Jones is, but I'd be more than happy to talk to him about any subjects that are interesting to talk about. Am I ever going to do an actual collab with Sean Head? Maybe. I don't really know what it needs to be. What we would collaborate on. But I would. It'd be cool. Do I like Morrissey? No. What the fuck am I drinking? Tea. Richard Coughlin. I'd love to have Richard Coughlin on. This, if people aren't aware of him... he goes by, was it Dick Dynasty or Dick 666 or something? But he's sort of a kind of veteran of YouTube, the atheist sphere, who's gone sort of full feminist after Atheism Plus. But thinks he's quite funny. He's kind of a comedian as well, and he is funny, and he's, you know, probably entertaining to see him talk to someone about is nonsense. When am I going to lose weight? Probably never. I'm a fat fuck and I'm lazy. Am I going to go to any more UK meetups for Gamegate? Maybe. I don't really... Traveling is a bit of an issue because that means I have to leave my wife with my son, and it's not that easy to take care of an infant child on your own. You know, a lot of the time you need a break, and so I don't want to be rude and just... I spend quite a lot of time gallivanting off anyway, and it's pissing her off, so I'm trying to be considerate because she looks a bit frazzled. And I know that I'm trying to be nice. Did I cry when Steve Jobs died? No. I don't like Apple products. Am I going to teach my son how important it is not to leave behind a trace data on the internet? I suppose. Do I like Lacey Green? Sometimes. Beverage of choice, probably tea. How is Babby the Cat doing? He's all right. What was my favorite ever guest on a live stream? Good question. Christ, I don't even know. Let me have a quick look at some of my live streams. I mean, I liked having Kevin Logan on because it was nice to hear an alternate perspective on things. I really enjoyed the Tropes versus Shitlords one. Oh, that's what I was going to say, actually. I'm going to do another stream at some point going through, you know, the Gamergate autopsy videos? Well, I was thinking I might just do a live stream where I'm just watching them and commenting on them. And I'd probably get harmful opinions back if he would like to. And maybe a couple of other Gamergate people like V, who, you know, people who regularly dismantle these things, like they can do it on the cuff. and just go through them, because there's a lot about them that is just complete nonsense. It's just the first video. Ask yourself at the end of that, how does this relate to Gamergate? And if you look at the link that this guy tries to put between Angry Jack and Gamergate, it's absurd. It's like, you don't even know that Angry Jack was fucking angry. All you saw is a guy stuck in a fucking traffic jam, and you're like, why are you so angry? Because he's stuck in a motherfucking traffic jam, you moron. But anyway, so yeah, I'm going to do a stream at some point going through that, because it's just such nonsense, and it's going to be amusing. But yeah, I like almost all my guests. I don't play Dark Souls, I'm afraid. Why don't you accept the debris from the other World Trade Center buildings cause the collapse of World Trade Center? Because it just looks unrealistic. Have you read your own Encyclopedia Dramatica page? Yes. I'm a neckbeard MRA virgin, and it's probably true. Thoughts on the first episode of Ruben Report? I liked it. Don't know why anyone would buy into the venom that Cenk was spewing, as you said. I think that Sam Harris conducts himself marvelously. He seems, he's been part of the inspiration behind this whole idea about a debate platform. You know, his debate with fucking Ben Affleck, man, Ben Affleck is just like, just incoherent in a lot of ways. It's just, what are you talking about, Ben? It's like, this is racist. Do you know the official codified doctrine on Islam? It's like, all right, okay, so until we've got that, Ben, we can't criticize Islam. Are you fucking mental? Fucking, who cares? You know, he's got a Quran, and we know what they're saying because they're telling us what their issues are. They're telling them very, very clearly, okay, let's fucking have a debate. You know, these things need to be criticized. And everything about Affleck's argument, he was really, really personally upset, and he was clearly just trying to shut down the argument. Will I have a debate, Jenny McDermott? You know, I probably won't waste my time with Jenny McDermott, because in a lot of ways, she's just a giant troll. People like Big Lundy and Zenistrad have both approached me. I'll get them both on. I think Zenistrad probably, I don't know when, but whenever we can. It'll probably be a weekend in a few weeks or something. But yeah, I think these people are worth debating, because I think they might be able to argue in good faith. But I don't think Jenny McDermott can argue anything in good faith. I very much doubt it. Does my wife agree with my views on feminism? She's way worse. She's a lot more serious against feminism than I am. She gets really pissed off about it. She's probably an MRA. What do you call the drunk eyeball thing you had going on at GG and Brum? I was drunk. Really drunk. Corbyn used the term inclusive a lot in his speech. Does this worry you? Well, he's a progressive. I'm not saying all progressives are bad. I'm saying there is a distinct strain of authoritarianism that runs through progressivism. And unscrupulous people attempt to assume the moral high ground and use that as a lever to enact their own personal change. I don't think Jeremy Corbyn is the sort of person who will just simply... I don't think he'll do that. I don't think he's a social justice warrior. I think he just is a progressive. What colour panties are? Well, pink, obviously. Is Corbin Laden, it's Al Corbin Laden, a terrorist-loving, ISIS-supporting, anti-Semite, Holocaust-denying commie? Yes, according to the mainstream media. From what I've read. Do you think Adolf Hitler was right about anything? It's probably spelling. Cover Australian politics, you schmuck. Why? Can I get Layman on right now, seeing as he's in the chat? Well, yeah, he's. The thing is, he's a bit of a Nazi. Layman, you fuck. Come on Skype. And I'll send you the link. When I find your... There we go. Forget. Right. I go to university, yes, in Coventry, doing computer science. And I hated it, so I quit. I'd love to have a debate with Sam Harris or Richard Dawkins. I wouldn't. There'd be nothing to debate. I don't disagree with their positions. I actually really strongly agree with both of their positions as far as I can see, from what I know, anyway. I don't read a lot of atheist literature because that's just no point. Do I still read Another Angry Voice? Yeah, I do. Our layman's telling me he hates me, which means that he's about to come on and be a rapier fag. So hang on, let me just get the link for him. Germany is building a new army of Nazis. Angela Merkel does look like the type, doesn't she? Russia, Putin, Ukraine, NATO. We've been deliberately provocative in a lot of ways with NATO and Russia. And I think Dan Carlin had it right when he said that Putin is Russia's Ronald Reagan. I think that's a really, really apt comparison. Can I eat your beard? No. Jeremy Corbyn's initials are Jesus Christ, JC, which is Jesus Christ too. Coincidence? I don't think so. I think that they're both male as well. That's a coincidence as well. What do I think of Jim Sterling? I think that Jim Sterling is really fat. But I also like his videos a lot. I started watching Jim Sterling when he first came to The Escapist. And when I watched his videos, I love The Escapist. When I watched his videos, I was initially just like, who is this annoying fat twat with this annoying affectation? And then I started to listen to what he was saying, and I quite liked it. And then I found that he was one of my favorites on The Escapist. So yeah, I'm kind of disappointed in Jim Sterling. But yeah, and I like Bob Chipman's videos as well. I think they both make good videos, both do good work when they're not being wankers. I don't know where Layman is. He should probably have joined by now. Layman, you suck with technology, you spaz. Layman had to do something with a Jew. Oh, Jew a microphone. Right, okay. Margaret Pless is still writing articles about like Aaron Joni and stuff. It's like, oh, Pless, piss off. Sorry, I'll go back to the questions. Opinion on zero punctuation. I like zero punctuation a lot. Are you in favor of Russia invading Sweden? I think that Sweden's feminist foreign policy is going to see Russia off quite handily. what's Vladimir Putin going to do? You know, he's not diverse. He's a white male, a straight white male, a straight cis normative, hetero fucking normative, even white male. He's got nothing. They're going to send in a black transsexual, and he'll be like, "Well, damn, I've got no argument. I'm not as oppressed as you." I saw the suggestion for Ludwig von Mises what was it? I'll Google it. But I will get something. I've got quite a backlog of reading. Fuck, I'm hammered and knackered. Layman, have you turned up? That's right. I can hear you in the background. Be right back, gassing the Jews. Do I think Laurie Penny is cute? You know what? Even if I did, just what's in her soul is not. Have I ever used a rapier on someone's butthole? No, of course not. I use a katana. I tip my fedora. Reddit 4chan on 9gag, the only one I use is Reddit, and even then not very much. Am I a strong, independent black woman who don't need no man? I think I can be whatever I like. I'm trans, strong, independent black woman who don't need no man, but is known to use them occasionally. Oh, Layman, you haven't got your fucking microphone set up properly. Go to the little settings at the top, you moron. And you're a German. You're supposed to be good with technology.
Sagen of a card. More like Sagen of fraud.
Fixed your microphone, though, didn't
I? Right? That's absolutely terrible.
How's it going, man?
Oh, absolutely terrible. I'm praying to all gods that my microphone is okay at the moment.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Now you've gone quiet. What do I feel
because about? Because as it seems, my connection is just like, holy shit. Just sudden, give me like 5 minutes. I need to. You caught me absolutely off guard, you Jew.
So your microphone's kind of fucked because you're coming in and out. So, can you fix your fucking microphone? Colin, where's this German engineering? No wonder you lost 2 world wars. And the Napoleonic Wars. Oh, no, wait, you kind of won that, I suppose. But you initially lost it. And it took Britain's help to save you. Fuck you. Grand Wizard of Germany, yeah, that's more like it. Layman, I'm not even muting you, man. It's the Jews, they must be getting to you. It's the worldwide Jewish conspiracy. Global Jewish conspiracy. It's taking its toll on your microphone. Okay. I'm just gonna answer some more questions. I shouldn't have done this when I was so tired. How many dragon dildos do I own? 0. Trust me, I'm a nigger. Oh, I trust you if you say that. Your wife is shit, I know. We need to stop Russia. Yeah, but they might take over Sweden. We need to stop ISIS. Now, I agree with that. We actually do need to stop ISIS. Man, have you seen what they've been doing to Palmyra? What the fuck is this? It's pissing me off. It's actually pissing me off seeing in the news every day. Or like every other day. It's like, oh, you know, ISIS has taken over a new temple. Oh, really? What have they done? Packed it with fucking dynamite or whatever and blown it up. Thanks, ISIS. That's what the world needs, you dicks. Do I think 7-Eleven was a part-time job? Yes. Do I notice any similarities between Russia, Putin, NATO, and their allegiances to pre-World War I Europe or pre-World War II Europe? I think it's very interesting. I think the BRICS banks are a very interesting thing, and I think Russia and China's recent cooperation is very interesting as well. But I don't really think that it's going to come down to war like we know it. I think it will come down to drones. I mean, I suppose that's probably not true. It probably will come down to war as we know it in the end. Fuck it. We're fucked. You know, it's one of the reasons I really don't want it to get rid of the Trident missile defense. It's like, I'd just rather have it. You know, I'd just rather have it there. But, fuck it. It probably doesn't even work. Wasn't it built by the Scots? How long do you think America finally puts Britain in its place and invades their scrawny asses? I think you overestimate how scrawny our asses are. They're more like blubbery, like yours. You'll probably think that you're already in America. I don't think that you'd bother invading. There's not really anything here. There's just migrants. Layman, what is going on with your microphone? Have I ever read Jonathan Haidt's The Righteous Mind?
No. Like, I can hear you in the YouTube thingy just fine, and I think you can hear me fine, but as soon as you on the Google Hangout, I hear nothing.
That's weird, man. Do you like rape?
I think I'm just getting Jude, like, really.
It is
really thin at you.
They're completely on your ass. They have you, man. They've got access to your internet connection. They're fucking it up.
Too paranoid, like, holy shit, this might actually be real. KOP verified it.
Did you know that inaccessible parts of Sweden still used runes until the 19th century? I did not know that. That's awesome, though. What do you think of Cenk's denial of the Armenian genocide? This is an interesting question, because I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, it must be to the Armenians, like, as if, you know, the Palestinians created a party called the Nazi Party or something. You know, like, it just, why would you call yourselves, create a channel, sorry, called the Nazi Channel, to create a channel called the Young Turks? It's like, well, but they're responsible for genociding us. It's like, yeah, but we think it's a cool name. I mean, well, I don't know, man, it's weird. Of course he's going to deny that the Armenian genocide was genocide. Of course he's going to do that. Otherwise, he looks like a fucking idiot. Well, what do you mean otherwise? Fedoras aside, why katanas? I don't like katanas. I just know that Layman hates katanas. Do the Goyim know? I have it on good authority that they do. Do I know about de-individuation, the process of becoming more aggressive when they have anonymity or in a crowd? I'm aware of it. I don't know anything about it. Layman, you're not getting in clear, buddy. No, I'm not getting you. Maybe everyone else is. I'm just not aware of it. Thoughts on the Boomtown Rats? Why would I have thoughts on the Boomtown Rats? Least favorite person? Probably Sarah Butts. I really don't like Sarah Butts. Like, and I'm not. It's not just the paedophile thing either, but that is a main part of it. But this person has spent a year harassing Gamergate, effectively, just doing everything they can to slander the hell out of Gamergate supporters, while just being the most awful, awful person. And then they all rally around her, just like, oh yeah, I support Sarah Butts. Are you fucking shitting me? Why would you do that? Even if you agree with their politics, that's insane. You know, so idiots. Fucking idiots. Would I ever debate Tony Blair? I don't know. I wouldn't want to be in the same room as him. He looks like he's fucking eat my soul. Tony Blair might be my least favorite person. I feel kind of sorry for him, actually. Opinion on David Icke. I love his videos. I love his talks. They're crazy. It's like the best kind of science fiction you can imagine. I love all that sort of conspiratard stuff. I don't believe very much of it. At all. I think there may be some grains of truth to some of it, but that's only because that's how kind of espionage works in a lot of cases. Do you think we should do nukes or weaponized cancer against ISIS? Well, fuck me. No one wants to get nuked. No, weaponized cancer, Jesus. ISIS is going to fall. They have started centrally planning their economy. They're going to become Venezuela's Soviets 2.0. I don't know anything about how they're planning their economy, in fact. I'm not surprised they're going to plan their economy. Actually, I am kind of surprised. I mean, you'd think they'd be busy. But that's interesting. If anyone's actually got anything, any real information about that, I'd actually like to know it. But I suspect that's probably not true, is it? Russia was founded by Swedish Vikings, so it's not really an invasion. That's true. How long will I be streaming for? Daniel Hannan versus Jeremy Corbyn leadership debate. Best debate ever. I would love to see a debate between Daniel Hannan and Jeremy Corbyn. If you've got one, send it across to me. That would be awesome. Do you think that Corbyn can win over Conservative and UKIP voters? I think he can win over people who have voted for them, because a lot of people who voted for them weren't necessarily their voters, those swing voters. And I think Corbyn will get, I think he'll get more popularity than they think for being simply anti-establishment. Am I a pessimist or an optimist? I'm an optimist. Opinion on Gordon Brown. Ugh. Well done for being the only unelected Prime Minister, Gordon. Fucking loser. I have to fuck one. Caitlyn Jenner, Brianna Wu, or Sarah Nyberg. Are you fucking kidding me? Thoughts on that asshole Onison? I think he looks like an asshole, yeah. If you took another degree, what would you choose? I'd do something with ancient history. I wish I had done something with ancient history, or maybe sociology. Would you cover Australian politics, basically reverse Sweden, see funny Geordies? I could, but I don't really have time. It would be better for someone from Australia to cover Australian politics, I think. They'd probably have a better knowledge of it than me. My views on Alpha Chu, I think he's probably going to end up dying in a suicide bombing that he orchestrated.
Did someone say suicide bombing?
They did.
Okay, I swear to God, I hope I fixed my connection.
Why?
Sargon. Oh God, that's a relief. Okay, so now that we're talking, Sargon, fuck you, man. Fuck you for denying the undeniable truth of 9/11. Okay? It was Mossad, it was the Jews, the reptilian Jews, it was the Katana fanboys, it was Japan, it was anime.
It was Gamergate.
A literal Gamergate. 100% sociologically confirmed.
How have you been doing, man?
Oh, terrible, man. Terrible.
All those pesky Jews just not letting up.
Oh, not really, man. I think I just broke my toe trying to get my computer downstairs.
Okay, that does sound bad.
Yeah, that's, you know, whatever. So have you answered my rapier questions yet? Because I think those are the most important ones.
Well, what? Why is Lehman a rapier fag? I don't know. I think it's because he's German.
Oh, fuck you.
No, I don't. You know, I don't even care about katanas. I'm really not on a bother bun. I just like winding you up.
One of these days, I swear, I'm just gonna visit you with the rapier in hand and the katana in my pocket, and then we're gonna duke it out like old school.
You know, if my opponent had a rapier and I didn't have any armor, I certainly wouldn't use a katana.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't even do HEMA, and I know that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Saga, have you ever read the chat during one of your streams?
Yeah, it just goes quite fast, though.
It's amazing. I love it. It's like the best chat on YouTube, hands down.
How goes the archery? Really well. I've actually been practicing my aim. I'm quite pleased with it. It's going really, really nicely. I'm really enjoying it as well.
Oh, I bet you use like some weird asymmetrical Japanese shit, right?
No, of course not.
Don't tell me a longbow fag. Come on.
No. Well, I you get modern bows, and I just have a modern bow. It doesn't take very long to put together. It's got a metal handle with two like flexible plastic arms.
That sounds really, really fucking gay, to be honest.
No, that's fine. And it does the job, and it was cheap. So.
What about the...
I was going to get a longbow, but they're quite expensive. And I spoke to this guy in archery range, and he was like, they don't last. You know, they don't last very long. Whereas the modern ones do. Use a crossbow, you fag. Fucking... What kind of crossbow fag would say that?
Legit 100% sociologically proven, man. Just do it.
Oh, fucking social! Exactly. This is honestly crossbow. Why do you think the French keep losing? Just no. Yeah. Modern recurve bow is what I'm using. And so yeah, it's fine. It's only about £34. It's not very heavy. But I tell you, you feel it in your back and your shoulders, man. It's you know, these guys using the proper longbows must have been massively strong people. They must have been so fucking strong. And they were like, oh, they could fire an arrow once every 6 seconds. Like, man, you fire an arrow once every 6 seconds for, say, a minute, you're fucked. You know, your back, your shoulders, your fucking arms, they're going to be caning. And the joint on the left arm, which is the one you use to sort of prop out the bow, and then with the right, pull the string back. Man, the joint there, really, a lot of pressure builds up there.
Yeah, what about the English weapon law, by the way? Can you, like, open carry a bow?
It's so gay if I can't, isn't it?
Well, you can't carry crossbows in Germany, so...
I don't know. I don't think anyone's going to stop me. I would be very surprised if they did.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to mess with an Englishman with a longbow, to be honest. Even though you don't have a longbow.
Someone has actually... This is amazing. ISIS claims to mint gold and silver coins for currency fee from satanic global economy.
Where can I buy it? Where can I buy it?
It's quite a nice looking coin, really. It's Islamic Caliphate's gold dinar with a map of the world on it.
Dude, tell me right now where I can buy it. I'm going to holocaust the entire stream. I mean it.
I don't know, but I really want one. Just to say I've fucking got one, that's amazing. That can't be real, though. I mean, it's going to be bollocks, right?
No, I think I heard them selling coins to make money, so maybe it's real. I don't know.
Fair enough. So, what else have you been up to? How's the sociology going?
Oh, dude, don't just let's not do this in your stream with like 1,300 people looking over my shoulder. Let's just not do this.
Well, now we have to do this. Go on.
Yeah.
You should have said it was all right.
No, I don't want to lie, to be honest. I think it's fine, like in the upper echelons with the like my old colleagues, but we just got like the fresh batch of students from the first semester, and Sagan just fucking ended. Just kill me right now. I can't, like. There are literally there are four girls with like dyed hair, and the first question they asked me was not where's the library, not where can we find something to eat or anything like that. They wanted to know where the women's studies section in the library is.
What is this, not like a comic book strip or something?
No, it's real life.
How can it... Of course it's real life. That's fucking... fuck's sake. Okay, that's bollocks. sorry, someone's asking thoughts on Paul Joseph Watson and Pat Cadwell. I don't know who Pat Cadwell is. What do you think of Paul Joseph Watson, Layman?
I have no idea who that is, but it sounds awesome.
He works for InfoWars. So he runs his own little channel, InfoWars channel. And he's sort of against feminism. I find some of his videos quite good, actually, and entertaining enough.
Well, to be fair, we all know that Alex Jones and InfoWars, they are just like reptilian shapeshifter Illuminati shields for the Jews. So
yeah, did you see there's a conspiracy channel called Free Radio Revolution?
Or yep.
And are you subscribed to them?
Oh God.
Yeah, you are. You conspiratard. I knew it. Look, man, there is maybe there's slightly Jewish world empire going on behind the scenes, but look, you can't know about it because you're German. Seriously, he was like, you know, saying, "Oh, I'll go on the Drunken Peasants," and I would love to see him on the Drunken Peasants just to see how it would come across, because they would be. What I love about all these conspiracy channels is that they've got a bunch of base assumptions. They just agree, you know, they don't even question anymore. Of course, this is all like an Illuminati government conspiracy, and everything is. And so every fucking shooting, you know, every single one, they're like, no, this is fake. And it's like, well, you know, maybe this one isn't. You know, it doesn't look that fake. Or certainly some do, some don't. And just every single one's a fucking fake. And it's like, you know, come on.
Well, that's one of the bases of conspiracy theories. I'm just looking over Free Radio Revolution's channel thingy, and he's got like, I don't know how many podcast videos just about the Virginia shooting, and every single one is called Virginia Shooting Hoax. I love it. I love it.
That's a word called hoax.
Hoax. Yeah. Excuse my superior continental German English. But yeah, no, it's all right. I understand you feel inferior. It's okay. It's okay.
No. We'll change it to hoax just to make you happy.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm counting how many Hitler posts or swastika posts you get per minute on your chat, and I've got to admit, I'm actually really jealous at the moment.
Sorry, I was reading comments there. What are you jealous of, sorry?
Just saying that I'm counting how many swastika or Hitler posts you get per minute on your YouTube chat, and I'm honestly quite jealous at the moment.
There's really, I'm watching them. There are hardly any. I'm actually disappointed. Get on with it. Stop mocking his pronunciation of hoax. And posting the swastikas, goddammit. I'll go to Ask FM and get some questions. I'll probably never be able to find my own Ask FM account again. So, how do you deal with all the plebs in life? Well, it's not easy. Luckily, I've got a like giant YouTube channel for people who aren't total fucking plebs, and it's awesome. I get to talk to people who are actually fucking smart. It's amazing. Honestly, I've worked in a bunch of offices, man, and I hate it. I just actually hate it. 'Cause you come in a Monday morning, and then they'll be like, "Did you see X Factor?" And I'll just be sat there with my fucking brain dribbling out of my ears, going, "Look, right. Other things in life happen that aren't X Factor, and every single one of them, down to the least important thing in the world, is more important than X Factor, and more worthy to be discussed than X Factor." For fuck's sake. It pissed me off. Just people's plebs.
I've got to admit, I watched the German equivalent of X Factor. No, but I watched it ironically, so that's okay.
No, it's not okay. It's not okay, Layman. Do you hear me? It's not okay.
You know, the last time anyone told a German that something is not okay, about 6 million Jews died, so I don't really bother with it.
The 6 Gorillion happened, yeah.
The 6 Brazilian, even.
Yes. Oh, dear. It does amuse me. I'm just... Ask the Krauts what it feels like not to have violent video games. Do you not have violent video games in Germany?
You don't even know, Sagan. We've been cucked so hard it's not even funny anymore. Like, you can't even joke about it.
Australia now.
They're the same in certain aspects, even worse.
Wow, that's
Imagine, what is the game called again? Oh, Jesus, Fallout 3. Perfect example, Fallout 3.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played it?
Yeah.
You know the perk that lets the opponent just blow up into little thingies and does extra critical damage?
Not off the top of my head, actually. Go on.
Well, basically, it's just, you know, for fun, for shits and giggles, gives you like 5% critical chance and lets the opponent just fucking explode so you have chunks everywhere. And this perk was entirely removed in the German version. So you neither get the chunks and the blood everywhere, but you also lose the 5% additional crit chance. Welcome to Germany.
Sounds awesome. I'm reading through more comments. 1453 was an inside job. It was.
Legit.
Yeah. There's no way Mehmed II was getting in there without it being a part, and it's a job. It's obvious. And anyone who's read anything, there's a podcast series called, how was it? 12 Byzantine Emperors. And it's done by a fellow who loved the Byzantines. And it's really good. And the last episode's fantastic. It deals with, I think it's Constantine the 10th or something. and his doomed last ditch stand to defend Constantinople. And it's a really, by the end of the episode, it's actually really moving, because this guy's done everything he can. You know, it's one of those things where he's tried so hard, but he's so outmanned and outgunned, and it's really good, really, really good.
What if Constantinople actually held?
They could have. Well, the main problem with Constantinople is the factionalism within the city itself. I mean, the reason the Turks ended up on mainland Europe is because I can't remember which one it was, but a faction within the sort of Byzantine political power structure in Constantinople invited them over to Greece, 10,000 of them or something, and they sort of ended up staying. I'd have to read up on it again to give you any specific details. But yeah, I mean, you know, they kind of brought it on themselves. I mean, they, if I recall correctly, used Turkish mercenaries and gave them the idea that way. But I might be wrong there. But
$5, it was the Jews.
It was probably the Jews. But the thing is, like, one of the things about Byzantines is they'd got along for such a long time politically. I mean, they were so good at playing their enemies off against each other. It was completely different to, like, you know, they weren't as nearly as confident with their armies as the Romans were, because they couldn't take the sort of hits that the Roman state could take after the fall of the West. So yeah, it was very much and the same sort of thing with the Italians in the Middle Ages. They spent a lot of time getting mercenaries to fight their battles, and everyone wonders why Italian soldiers aren't really that good. And it's like, well, they didn't really have the institutional memory. You know, that's the thing. These things build up over time, I think.
I think I would actually disagree on that, because the mercenary companies were pretty much famed for being, like, professional elite soldiers of their time.
Sorry, say that again, professional?
Elite soldiers of the time.
Well,
like, I mean, just look at the Genovese crossbowmen. Like, those were feared throughout Europe.
Well, you know, I think that's one example, but I don't think it disproves the trend, because I think that was Machiavelli's impression. He was under the impression, you know, being a medieval Italian, I guess he'd seen it firsthand, but he was under the impression that because the mercenaries weren't reliable, and B, it means that there's I can't remember how he put it, like some like good strong arms in Italy, but no heads to guide them. It's not that the Italian soldiery themselves is anything wrong with them. It's that there's no institutional expertise that's been built up to command them properly. You know, they're not well led. And so, it seemed like a sensible thing in itself to me, and he was there, so I don't see why I'd doubt that, you know?
Maybe it's regionally dependent, because again, if you look a little bit north in towards Germany, like mm-hmm. actually the term Doppelsoldner, like someone who receives double the pay,
yeah,
those were like really fearsome, really feared mercenaries, people who really studied fencing, who really just knew how to cut up formations. And I think, honestly, it was more of the norm, to be honest. At least in Germany. I'm not
talking about the individual soldiers. Mercenaries would go off and fight for other people, obviously. I think what he was talking about is national armies, you know, like actual...
You mean like the English army?
yeah, like yeah, exactly, like Henry and the English kings with the English armies. You know, they were paid regular soldiers, national soldiers, that the armies were always smaller than their opponents, but almost always won. You know, they were incredibly successful because they were a lot better, frankly. They were a lot better led. Not that there was anything better with the individual soldiers. In fact, in a lot of cases, the soldiers were simply worse.
But
they were better commanded.
Just honestly, imagine an English army in the hands of, like, a French general. Just imagine that mess.
Exactly, it'd be a bloodbath, probably.
You know what we should do with our longbowmen? Let's draw our daggers and charge. See what happens.
You know, these stakes, we can just leave them in the wagons. We don't need these. You know, like our Pavis shields. Don't need them. Just don't need them. I think the leadership, and I think that that's what we were saying about Italy. I don't think there was any any good institutional memory from the aristocracy. They were too busy allowing mercenary companies and people like John Hawkwood, or Hawkwind, or I can't remember exactly the name, to do all that sort of stuff. So I think that, yeah, that was probably something that, in a broad sense, is probably accurate. But again, it's just a broad sense, and I'm probably talking shit. Something sounds like fixed bayonets. Jesus fucking Christ, get the theory from this.
It's happening.
Why do libertarians claim to be the most rational yet vehemently deny global warming or any world problem? I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask them. I didn't know libertarians denied global warming or any world problem. I'm not familiar.
Neither did I. That it's inherent to libertarian belief to deny climate change.
Yeah, so I was thinking, it's like Ron Paul's manifesto, like everything is fine. You know, there's no global warming and no wars going on. Everything's fine. The government sucks and needs to be wound down. But I guess it's because of that. They need to minimize anything that's happening to reduce the size of government. Because I had a conversation with someone, on Twitter, I say a conversation, but they were like, oh, you're a statist. And it's like, yeah, I am, actually. I am a statist. I don't think we're ever not going to have a state. So I think if we're going to have one, it should be used to uphold individual rights and individual liberties. That should be the point of a government, you know, and it doesn't have to be tiny to do that, you know, but it doesn't have to be oppressive. You know, it's just the American government is a terrible example of a government. You know, it is oppressive. So
most governments are bad examples of governments, to be honest.
They are. That's not wrong. Most are. But the problem is that power corrupts, doesn't it? So if you've got the most powerful country in the world and you've got all sorts of competing factions within the government because it's a republic, it's going to end up like a shit government, isn't it? I mean, come on.
I think that America is a great example to demonstrate a very interesting phenomenon. People think that if you remove the government, you remove corruption. But if we look at, for instance, the distribution of seats in the early American governments that were largely libertarian, just, you know, everyone just do whatever you want, seats were being bought left and right. Like, holy shit, corruption was at an all-time high. Companies pretty much, it was something along the lines of serfdom. Maybe not as harsh, but it definitely went into that direction.
I don't understand why people think that private companies would be less corrupt than governments.
Everyone's corrupt. Just give someone power and he will be corrupt. Simple.
Yeah, but I mean, private entities, I mean, they don't even have the original mandate that's you serve the people. You know, they don't even have that. They don't. They serve the shareholders. You know, the morality is going to be innately tied to that fundamental purpose, isn't it? You know, that's going to be the what's judged to be moral standard. And, you know, and against, you know, at least, I mean, if corrupt politicians, at least there's a reason to say that they're doing something wrong. Corrupt corporate bigwigs, I mean, they're not really doing anything wrong by their own standards. They're supposed to be squeezing as much money out of everything as they can. That's their purpose, you know? But, I can't be bothered with the sort of extreme libertarianism. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. You know, there's never going to be a world in which it happens. So just knock it off. That's my advice. What do you think of ANCAPs, layman?
Anarcho-capitalists.
Yeah, well, the sort of ultra-anti-statists.
Well, I think that I honestly can't really say what I think about it because I don't think much about it. It's like we have no real data that would give us any hint at what an anarcho-capitalist society would look like. So I guess, you know, keep on dreaming, guys. Maybe one day.
Yeah. But one of the things that gets me about it is, are you not, you know, do you not think that someone with a state who can organize an army can then, you know, what's to prevent you from being invaded? Because the whole point of having a state is to have some sort of security from that sort of thing. You know, surely, you know, a national army and all that, that's one of the main reasons to have a state, isn't it? And so if you have one, they're very much, I mean, what do you think you're going to, like, crowdsource an army or something? You know, just, I don't know how they intend on defending themselves.
Well, I think they presume a world full of anarcho-capitalists that there is no state left. But even then, like voluntary association, you could just create something like a state, but call it something completely else.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's literally what we're going to do. We're all going to voluntarily vote for one of us to be in charge. And then the rest of us are going to be that person's army. And then we're going to attack all these people who don't have an army. You know, it's never going to happen. And you'll end up with states because they're powerful entities. You can do a lot with a state. You know, people are going to want that ability.
There is even a school of thought within history and sociology and politology that says that states are essentially inevitable. They are a sort of direct evolution of the family. Like, you've got the family, you've got the tribe, you've got the state, basically.
Yeah.
That happens naturally.
Yeah, I've often thought about this. This progressivism is like the sort of, you know, trigger warnings, microaggressions. Are they inevitable, man? You know, are we talking about, like, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and we're, like, the, you know, an inch from the very top or something, and now we're into the sort of fine, microaggressions, trigger warnings, you know, don't use people's wrong pronouns and stuff. It's like, right, these are things that you only care about when every other need is very much fulfilled and you've literally run out of stuff apart from this piddling crap. So, you know, is it inevitable? You know, as a society becomes more secure and more stable, I suppose more wealthy is what I mean, is this, you know, going to happen in every society that ends like this?
I think it needs a little bit more perspective because imagine you're in a medieval setting. Let's say you're in the 1400s, right? Mm-hmm. And by any means, if you're a peasant, right, would you say that you are wealthy, that your life is secure? I presume not. I presume you wouldn't say that a peasant's life in the Middle Ages was secure and wealthy and everything was fine and dandy, right?
I think I misheard you there. Say that again. I completely misheard you. It's fucking late, man.
No problem. Basically, my entire argument is there's always been shit like trigger warnings, and there's been always shit like microaggressions, like shit like the wandering eye, or she cast a curse on me, or she was seen just doing some herbal shit and now she's a bitch. That shit has always existed. It's, you know, just different than before.
I don't think they're the same thing. I mean, I think that's just superstition. I don't see how they can be conflated with trigger warnings.
I think that trigger warnings are pretty much, like, institutionally absolutely the same shit. Like, as a peasant, you walk down the road, you see someone doing something silly with herbs, oh, she's a witch. As a feminist, you go down the road, you see a man with spread legs, oh, he's literally raping me, man-spreading.
Oh, right, yeah, but I don't think that, like, I mean, I don't think they're the same as, like, trigger warnings specifically, though. And microaggressions. That's
trigger warnings should be just called retard warnings. I can't comprehend.
They're fucking stupid. But what I mean is, when societies get to this sort of level of luxury, where there are very few people wanting for anything really, you know, the things they're wanting for are now like consumer goods rather than necessities, physical necessities. Everyone's got those practically, you know, with, you know, things like welfare states and stuff. Is this an inevitability that every civilization ends up, you know, just keeping on going up the hierarchy of needs until we're into the really pathetic, petty, trigger warning, microaggression bullshit?
Honestly, yes, I think so.
I think so too. You know, I it's it's something that I really think that it's inevitable. And the thing is, it worries me because it's like, okay, well, I mean, is it even possible to overcome this? You know, is it possible to circumvent this? So I think one of the things we're not considering is that maybe it's not, you know.
No, I think that you're absolutely right. When you look at institutions like bureaucracy, certain companies, or even governmental institutions, you realize that these institutions often have a sort of life on their own. Like, no one inside there wants to keep a deadline or wants to do something on a certain date, but everyone still does it through some really weird mechanisms. And I think it's the very same in society at large, that there are just certain things that you subconsciously do, and just getting rid of, I'm lacking the proper terminology for this, sorry, and trying to avoid the top of the pyramid is basically going against subconscious impulses that you honestly can't control in the least.
Yeah, I mean, I found, well, something interesting I read is a book called The Last and First Men by Olaf Stapleton. And it's a future history of the human race. So it starts in, I think it's about 1910 or something like that. Early 20th century, I think before World War One. Or no, sorry, it might have been, I can't remember exactly when it starts. It's very early, though, in the 20th century. And he predicts the global takeover of the world by businesses, where eventually massive wars happen. America murders Europe in one chapter, where they gas Europe. It's gas Europe. The European fleet.
The irony.
Yeah, no, no. The irony. This is before World War II. The book was written. So nobody had gassed anyone up until this point. And yeah, I think it was after World War One because of the invention of gas. And so the thought was that the American fleet and the British fleet would end up fighting, the Americans would win, and then they would just come and just slowly gas Europe to death. And this is something that happens. And then I can't remember who the counterweight was. It wasn't Russia. It was, so I guess it was China. It must have been China. But basically, wars continue. And after enough time, an American and Chinese businessman sit down at a table and sign a contract that turns the world into a giant corporation. And it seems to be happening with the TPP and the TPIP. That genuinely seems to be what's happening.
It started way earlier. It started in 1948.
Sorry?
Like, with the Bretton Woods system of fixed currency exchange, with America taking the leading role in economy and just dictating the economy, it happened in 1948, and some people would go even as far and say that it happened during the period of imperialism, like the late 19th century.
Well, I think the keyword is globalism. I think that he could see the trajectory that things were going along. This is why his prediction was that eventually, two business people would just sit down, write a contract, and supersede governments. You know, and then by that point, it'd be a world government. There would be. I do think it's inevitable that we'll end up with a world government. It's, you know, all the countries will be provinces. You know, I do think it's an. I think it's an inevitability.
It might be an inevitability, but honestly, you're talking about people who have been living 100 or maybe 200 years under nationalism, I don't think they would give up their states easily, to be honest.
I don't think so either. That's why I think it's going to be a business instead. You know, I think this is what the TPP and the TTIP are about. I don't think, and this is the thing, right? I've got, there's this fellow, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he writes me very interesting emails, and they're very, they're very in depth, and he spends a lot of time on them.
It's Ben Garrison.
It's not, unfortunately. And he's very caustic towards ideas that are not well presented and well examined. And we had a nice kerfuffle about David Rockefeller, because David Rockefeller, in his memoir, says he's trying to create a one world government. He's part of a conspiracy.
And he's proud of it.
And he's proud of it. And the guy was like, no, he's not trying to institute one world government. Here's a video clip from him in 2011 or something, saying that he's not trying to implement a world democratic system, where he literally says, you know, it would be silly to have, you know, each country voting for politicians or something. And it would be. But the thing is, that's not a mutually exclusive statement with what he has said in his memoirs. It just, in fact, goes to show that he's not going to create a world government. He's going to create a business order in the background. You know, it'd be financial rather than political. And I these things do not cancel each other out one way or another. They're completely synonymous, synergistic statements. And so I think that that's probably what's happening, man. I think, and it's probably inevitable. You know, I think that's what the TTP and the TPIP are for. I think it's inevitable. I think they're the new piece of Westphalia, and I think we're fucked. So get used to your new corporate overlords.
Dude, comparing it to the piece of Westphalia, that's like a bold statement, man. But
I know, man. Look at the secrecy they're being done under. Look, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And then the leaks, man. The leaks, wasn't the one where if a country refused to allow them to sell a product, then they could sue that country for loss of earnings. Are you fucking shitting me? That is insane. That is just absolutely insane. As if the country doesn't have the right to simply say, no, you can't exploit the labor of our people. You know, just, man, that's what it is. It's what it is. It's declaring the corporation the highest power structure. And it's all being done in secret.
Okay, $10, at least 10% of the people involved in TPP and TPIP are Jews. The bet is on.
That's probably true, man.
At least 10%, more like 90%, but, you know, I'm trying to not be anti-Semitic today.
Yeah, and you know, 100% Zionist.
Legit.
I think that really we've got to come to the conclusion that, you know, it's inevitable that we're going to have a world government. It's going to be run by businesses. They're going to be the most powerful institutions in the world. I mean, they probably already are. And, you know, we're fucked,
basically. I think that was just like the key word. I think that honestly business has much more power than we are willing to admit. And yeah. The TPIP and TPP is just a sort of, okay, now it's official.
Yeah, exactly. And this is them like codifying it. You know, this is them like what they've always done by just spending money. Now they're just going to get it written into law because now they own they own the politicians. They're the ones, they're pulling the strings. They pay for everything. You know, and they've realized it. And this is the difference between like, I think fascism and neocolonialism. You know, fascism is where the state controls all the corporations, and neoconservatism, even, sorry, the neocons, that is where the corporations control the state.
I agree, definitely.
And, you know, I think it's very scary and powerful because they don't need to do anything manually. They can do everything by degrees using money. And it's very rare that it's, the American system could be looked upon as legalized bribery. And, you know, in a lot of ways it is. And it's very difficult to say, oh, you can't give people money. You know, it's not really a good principle because that's what money's for, is giving to people. Not necessarily in the form of bribes, but in the form of hiring their services. It's not easy to make it look wrong. You know, it can look bad, but it can't necessarily look wrong.
Yeah, Simon, I'm honestly curious. I wasn't able to follow much of the news. Immigrant crisis in the UK. Go.
Actually, hang on. You talk a minute. I'll be back in a second. Sorry. I can hear my kid crying. He's probably fucking rolled himself onto his front again. Home.
Okay, just give me like 30 seconds with your channel alone, and I'm gonna red pill everyone. Okay, now that Sargon's gone, anime is a Jewish conspiracy. Jewish conspiracies are a Jewish conspiracy. Movies, Hollywood, music, with the exception of Nazi metal, everything a Jewish conspiracy. Sargon is a Jew. I am a Jew. You are a Jew. Everyone is a Jew. It's like the unspoken secret of the world. Everyone is literally a Jew, like 100% sociologically proven a Jew. And all we're doing basically is trying to Jew each other. But we don't know about it yet. Let that sink in for a moment. That's like deep philosophy. Maybe I'm going to answer a few questions before this whole thing gets taken down by the Jews for being too red-pilled. What is your favorite part of Gas, Layman? I don't like Gas. I'm more of a bayonet man, to be honest. Why does Germany have the best traps? Because Germany has just the best everything. The Jews did anime. Yes, the Jews did do anime. God, I can't follow this chat. It's too fast. If you live in Germany, I'm surprised you don't get arrested for saying that. I was in front of the Gleichstellungsbeauftragte. If you are from Germany, you know exactly what that is. It's like the equality office. I was in front of her like 8 times already. I was in detention twice for speaking out during rallies. I was once even cited to court, but the whole thing got dropped. Yeah, it's bad in Germany. Like, even for like shitty Jew jokes, like, I don't know how many Jews fit in the car. You wait for a moment. About 600. 4 in the seats and 596 in the ashtray. You know, it's a terrible joke. It's just not funny even, but even for that, you actually can get cited to court. It's just fucked up.
What did I miss?
Nothing. We were just having a nice little chat.
Really?
Nothing.
There's no Zyklon B involved at all.
No. Come on, that would be ridiculous.
When has that ever happened? I've got to go. It's coming on 1 here, so, and my kid needs a bowl, and I'm going to give him it, because I'm nice that way. So yeah, I'm going to head off. Thanks to everyone for watching, and thanks for coming on, Layman, and fucking sort your Jew microphone out next time.
Okie dokie.
Take it easy, man. Thanks again, everyone.